All right, we have Jessica Eby in from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Oh, it's fabulous. We're doing great. Beside the circumstances, we are doing really well. Everybody's healthy, and we're still trugging along, just waiting for new guidelines to come out. So I was thinking about what to talk about this morning, and I saw this video on Facebook the other day of these three guys working out, and their workout was this huge pile of corn. Okay. Uh-huh. So they had to run up the pile of corn. And when they got to the top, they sat at the top. But when they were going up the pile of corn, every step they took, they'd go backwards, because you know how you run up corn, you know? And that's how we feel, going up the pile of corn. And I think we're right now, where we're at is we're sitting on top of that hill. We're sitting on top of that pile of corn. Because right now we can see where we've been. And we can kind of see that where we're going, and they're starting to open some. We have some new guidelines coming out from the CDC of, and they're talking about how we can reopen. And those are good words for us, because we have been closed for, on June 11th. I have it marked in my calendar on my desk, 3 months since we had to lock our doors down. And so we're excited when they start talking about how does it look like to reopen. So they're starting to talk about it, and that's good news for us. Like I said, I feel like we're sitting on top of that pile of corn now, and we can see where we've been and how well we've done and how far we've come with what we've done. But we can see into the future now and start talking about what we can do and what that's going to look like. So I'm going to tell you right now, each facility is going to look different across the state. It's not going to be Governor Ricketts says, okay, we're going to open on this day. That's not how we're going to do this.
Right.
And long-term care and assisted living. So I'm just going to put that word out there. Each facility will come up with their own plan and submit it to the state, and the state will help us decide if we can reopen or not, depending on cases in our counties. You know, there's a lot of factors that will go into what that determination looks like. So I'm just excited because I get to start writing my plan, and I have 20 days to do that and submit it to the state, and then the state will take a look at it, and then we can decide how we're going to do that. And so we're just kind of excited to see that happening. We're still trucking along inside the facility. We're still providing a lot of activities. Our rehab program is still going. Our residents, yes, still have to eat in their rooms right now in our facilities. That's just a guideline that we have followed and still are following, just to keep our residents as safe as possible. So they're still eating in their rooms, but we're getting out on some van rides. We have to do it one-on-one, so that's been interesting. Mm-hmm. But that we do try to get people out of the facility into the courtyard. The courtyard has been amazing, doing some one-on-ones outside now that the weather's nice enough, and just getting people out. So we're just excited that we can see the end, and we are still, you know, doing things to have fun in the facility and make sure the residents are having fun and not getting too bored.
Yeah, and it's been tough on everybody.
It's
been
tough,
It's tough on the cooks not seeing a room full of people ready to eat. It's tough on the nurses. It's tough on the residents.
Yep.
It's tough on everybody. I mean, it's a pain.
I mean, we got to go to church on Sunday, which was exciting. We had to wear our mask, and my kids and were like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to take off this mask. And I said, you guys, just think of what my nurses and nurse aides and my staff, my cooks, anybody that's around our residents I have to wear a mask. And we have to do this all day long. And so, you know, if you're seeing some of my staff and some of the people that you know that work in healthcare across our county, please thank them, because, you know, they're wearing masks. A lot of my direct care staff are wearing face shields all day long, 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day. And those things are not fun to wear.
No.
They are not. And so just really thank them for keeping our residents safe and wearing their PPEs like they're supposed to. The masks, I'll tell you, masks make all the difference in the world, all the difference, even out in public in our facilities. You know, they do make a difference. And I just want to thank my staff for being so diligent on wearing their masks. They have done a fantastic job. All of my cooks and dietary aides that are delivering meals, and my activity staff and social services, everyone helps deliver meals. And my housekeeping, they have just kept our facility so clean and disinfected. and our laundry has really had to play a big role too. Everybody's job has changed. And I had a laugh the other day and I said, you know, I'm not really sure what I did before this.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Every day I'm on two to three Zoom calls and about COVID and, you know, different things that are happening, CDC guidelines. We talk to the doctors from the state every week and what their intake, you know, what they're seeing. And I said, I'm not sure what my job was before COVID.
Right,
I'm not sure what I did.
Yeah.
So it's been trying, but it's been a very good learning experience and has really brought us together as a team and brought us together as a family. And there are some positive things that have really come out of this, so that I'm grateful for. And like I said, we're going to look forward to this reopening plan and coming together to do that. So just want to again give a shout out to our providers, our therapists and hospice. They are continuing to come to our facility, and they too wear full PPEs, gowns and gloves and masks and face shields every time they go in and see one of our patients. And that's not easy either. And I just want to put a big shout out to them. Everybody is so dedicated to our residents that it makes you want to cry some days to see how much people love taking care of our residents, making sure that they're safe. So, like I said, if you see these people working in healthcare, really give them a shout out. They go through a lot every day, each day, to ensure our residents' safety. So. I just want to wish everyone, it's June, so it's going to be Father's Day coming up here. So I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. I'm excited to see the kids start baseball and softball practice this week.
Yeah.
That's been exciting. I was glad to finally send them off to some type of practice.
Do something,
get out of the house. They're excited. We're just going to have a really great summer here and enjoy it.
We'll get through it.
Yeah, we'll get through
it.
That's right. We are going to get through it. So just want to thank everybody. And hopefully I can come back here at KBRX and say volunteers are welcome again.
Sure,
and,
you bet.
And people can come in.
Visit.
And this is what it's going to look like. So I'm excited what July is going to bring. And I hope I have some good news coming up in July.
All right. Jessica, have a great June and enjoy this warm weather.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.